bombing, the meeting's got to be prompt. The DMZ's got to be respected. And the shelling the cities has got to stop. And we know you can't guarantee it, but we want you to be damn sure that you know it. Because the moment we stop, if you start into this, you're going to get hit with interest and we're going to double the force. And Abrams is, doesn't even come to Washington. He can do it automatically. Now I, Lyndon Johnson, have grave doubts that they will stop shelling the cities or the DMZ, because if they do, they just admit they've lost South Vietnam. So I went to Mr. Kosygin and he came back and he said, the doubts the president has are unjustified, that he thinks they want peace. So then we went to the Indians and the Indians came back about the same thing. Now, that's where we are. We are now talking to our folks here and talking about the rules of engagement and what Abrams would do if we stopped the bombing and if they should hit Saigon. And we're trying to conclude that, and we're going to try to have Vance go back and talk to them again and be sure that they don't misunderstand any of the language. Be sure they're willing to let the GVM come in the room. Of course, a communist agreement ain't worth a dime. They might walk out. But you're going to have to sometime test it. And Clifford says, and Buzz Wheeler said, you've got to test their faith. They may not mean it. But that's about where it is. Now, no decision has been reached. No order has been issued. It takes about 12 hours from the time we make a decision until we issue the order. The meeting, no meeting could take place before the election. The meeting would have to take place after the election. But it's my feeling that I ought to, the first minute I can, stop the killing if I can. I can't justify saying that I quit the race for the presidency to get peace and put peace before politics. And then let some son of a bitch like Rafferty out here in Los Angeles say, well, Johnson's playing politics. Or I thought Dick's statement was ugly the other day, that he had been told that I was a thief and a son of a bitch and so forth, but he knew my mother and she really wasn't a bitch. I mean, you set up a statement like that and then deny it, it's not very good, because he knows better. And that hurt my feelings. You damn Republicans get mean when you get in politics, and I think it's cost him a lot of votes. I think he's losing the last few days because of that statement. I played it clean. I've talked to Eisenhower about it. I made Wheeler brief him. I've told Nixon every bit as much, if not more, than Humphrey knows. I've given Humphrey not one thing. And up to now, Nixon and the Republicans have supported me just as well as the Democrats, and a hell of a lot better than McCarthy and Fulbright and the rest of them. But he got into politics, and when this goddamn Mel Laird, he told him the other day that Joe Califano and them were shoving me. Well, now, Joe Califano can't spell Vietnam. He's never been in one meeting with me. But that's what he put out. Now, the men that I rely on are Buzz Wheeler, General Westmoreland, Admiral Mora, General McConnell, the Chief Staff, General head of the Marine Corps, General Momar, who's down at Langley, been in charge of air, General Abrams, Ambassador Bunker, and Dean Russ. I don't pay much attention to any, even the subordinates over in the other place. Now, I've been at this 5 years, and if I don't want to sell my country out, I'd have sold it out 5 months ago and gone on and run for president and got this war behind us and been overwhelmingly elected. But I am a conscientious, earnest fella trying to do a job, and I'm going to do it. And if I can get peace at 4 o'clock this afternoon, I'm damn sure going to get it come hell or high water, and we'll be under the guy that says you ought to keep on killing. But I really think it's a little dirty pool for Dick's people to be messing with the South Vietnamese ambassador and carrying messages around to both of them. And I don't think the people would approve of it if it were known. Yeah. So that's why I'm afraid to talk. Now, when I make a decision, and we are meeting again this afternoon, and we met all morning this morning, and we're out there, and it's 5:30 in Saigon now, and we're waiting probably 6:30, 6 o'clock, to see what answers they'll give. We had to wait until Abrams got back home. He left and he had to fly 24 hours, so he got in at 3 o'clock. Straight through. When we do, the first thing I'm going to do is call you if it's 5 minutes from now or 5 hours or 5 days, and I never know. I've thought 100 times in the last month it'd be in 5 hours. But nobody knows when you're dealing with 8 countries, with all the folks in Paris, with all the folks in Saigon and here. But I'm going to call you and Mike Mansfield on the phone. I'm going to tell you exactly what I've told you now. I can't add a damn thing to it.
Yeah.
That if we stop the bombing, they are going to agree the GVM will come to the conference table promptly and productively. And we'll stay stopped if they don't hit the cities and if they don't go across the DMZ. If they do, we'll be right back at it, and Abrams got his orders when he was here the other day. Now, we'll just test their faith. I don't see that it'll make any difference in the political campaign, because first of all, the conference won't happen until it's over with. I think I'd be glad to say that all the candidates have cooperated with me, and we ought to have one voice in foreign affairs. And while they've criticized my conduct of the war, they have never told the enemy that he'd get a better deal. But this last few days, Dick is just getting a little bit shaky, and he's pissing on the fire a little. Now, you ought to guide them just a little bit, because they're not running against me. I'm not going to be here. You're going to be my senator, and you're going to represent me and do whatever I want done. I'm going to be down at Pertinelli. But he oughtn't to go back to that old kill tactic, see?
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, we have a transcript where one of his partners says he's going to play this one just like Fortas. He's going to take the Republicans and the Southerners, and he's going to frustrate the president by telling South Vietnamese that just wait a few more days, and he's not connected to this war. He can make a better peace for them. And by telling Hanoi that he's didn't run this war and didn't get them into it, and he can be a lot more considerate of them than I can, because I'm pretty inflexible. I've called them sons of bitches. Now that doesn't give me, that's not very easy for me to work under those conditions any more than it is when Hubert says that he has stopped the bombing without a comma, semicolon, but period.
Yeah.
Now they, neither one of them got a damn thing to do with it between now and January the 20th.
Yeah.
And I'm going to stop it the earliest second I can. And I can stop it for nothing if I want to. I have 5 times before. But I'm not going to stop it unless they agree that the GVN will be at that table.
Yeah.
I'm not going to stop it unless they understand that if they want that table blown up, all they got to do is hit the DMZ or the cities. And if I do that, it's complete, absolute, 100% all we've asked for since last September. Now, I'd be glad to have any suggestions or judgments or advice that you've got to give.
That GVN, you mean the government?
That means these satellites, these stooges, these puppets that they've been referring to that they'd never go in a room with, that the people elected president and vice president,
yeah.
Chu and Key.
Yeah.
That's been the thing and held it up. You can't divide up a country, settle it, if you won't let their president come, unless you're Hitler and Sudetenlein and Chamberlain and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So basically, we have said they've got to have self-determination. And if you're going to make a decision that affects them, whether it's the 52 Geneva Accords, wherever you put the boundary line, they got to be present. They said, shut up, we will never let them come in the room. Now they've started asking, if we would let them come in the room, what else would you make us do? Now that indicates to us that we can do it. And Vance is talking to them about it right today.
Yeah. So that's it.
Now what do you think about it?
Well, I certainly don't quarrel with the way you handle this matter. And of course I recognize also that the fellows on our side get antsy-pantsy about it. They wonder what the impact would be if a ceasefire or a halt in the bombing could could be proclaimed at any given hour. What its impact would be on the result next Tuesday.
Well, I don't know what it'd be.
I don't know.
First, there's not going to be any ceasefire.
Yeah.
Second, if there's going to be anything, which we have to decide, and we're trying this very minute, it would be just stopping the bombing as we've done 6-8 times. But
yeah.
The big question would be, is what did they stop? If they stopped the cities, and if they stopped to the DMZ, then there'd be a lot of hard negotiations that would last several months.
Yeah.
It wouldn't stop the war at all, but it might stop the killing temporarily.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, it's been cut out in just 100 the last 2 weeks.
Uh-huh.
And to me, with Nixon saying, I want the war stopped, that I'm supporting Johnson, that I want him to get peace if he can, that I'm not going to pull a rug out of him. I don't see how in the hell it could be helped unless he goes to parting under the cover and getting his hand under somebody's dress.
Yeah.
And he better keep Mrs. Chenault and all this crowd just tied up for a few days, because he's got the right formula, and I think he's done well. I think that Humphrey screwed himself up. John Connor tells me he's going to lose Texas just because he shimmied on the war.
Uh-huh. Well, that's it. I'll have to separate this out a little, because he'll call again.
Well, just don't put it in the paper and tell him that the first people, there are going to be two calls I make, and you have to be prepared to get them any time.
Yeah.
One of them is going to be to you and Mansfield and the leaders.
Yeah.
The other is going to be the candidates.
Yeah.
Both of you are going to be told the same identical thing.
Yeah.
And the damn man that says that he thinks the war ought to go on under these conditions will continue to bomb when they say that they'll let the GVN come. And when we tell them that if they bomb the cities, we'll be resuming it in 1 hour. I don't think anybody can justify that. So I think that everybody ought to have a statement ready.
Yeah.
And ought to say, well, they have apparently given the president what he asked for. And this doesn't mean we got peace at all. This just means that we're stopping the bombing. And they're going to agree to let us have prompt, productive discussions, which we've been raising hell about since September. So I compliment General Abrams, Justin Westmoreland, for bringing them to this state of military affairs where they've got to agree to it.
Yeah.
And I've supported it all along, and I thank God my conscience, I haven't ever pulled a rug out from under my commander-in-chief. Now, that's the way I treat Eisenhower, and that's the way you've treated me up to now. And don't you get so damned eager for 83% votes that you go cutting me out there in the last few days.
Even though I would.
I know you wouldn't do it. I know you wouldn't. But the Dick, I don't quite understand his people.
Yeah.
I don't know whether he knows it or not. But the other day he came out here and said, now, they say Johnson is a thief. But I knew his daddy, and I don't think he's a thief. And they say he's a son of a bitch, and I knew his mother. She's not a bitch. Well, hell, he advertised all over the country, and he left it, and he planted the idea, and he knew goddamn well I'd been fair to him.
Yeah.
And I didn't like that, and I found out Mel Laird was the one that operated on it, your friend Mel Laird.
Yeah, I haven't seen him around anywhere.
How's your campaign coming?
Well, it's coming on pretty good.
Well, now, would you do this any differently than the way I've been trying to do it?
No, I wouldn't.
I could have settled this thing and stopped the bombing a month ago,
yeah.
But I've been trying to get all of my three things.
Yeah.
Well, you understand, don't you, that they are not agreeing that they will stop shelling the cities.
Yeah.
You understand that they are not agreeing that they will respect the DMZ.
Yeah.
But they do know if they don't do either that we're not stopping the bombing either, so we're right where we started.
Yeah.
But they are agreeing, if we ever pull off the deal, that the GVN can come in the meeting, and that's what Rush says is absolutely imperative.
Yeah. And that would be the government, the constituted government.
The elected government of Vietnam, that all of these men went out there to, you appointed some men to go out from your outfit, and I think Rusko went, I've forgotten.
Yeah.
And they watched the election when Chu was elected and Key was elected.
Yeah.
And I hope you think this is all right.
Well, I do.
Thank you.